This is Senator Bob Dole. I say thumbs down to letting terrorist Yasser Arafat spread his poison in this country. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are reports that the PLO's Yasser Arafat wants to attend next month's United Nations session in New York. I, for one, don't want him here, and I'll work to see that he doesn't get a visa to get in. Arafat's record and the PLO's is clear. They espouse terrorism and practice it against Americans and other civilians around the world. Letting Arafat come to New York would be an insult to the many victims of PLO-sponsored terror. We have the right to deny Arafat a visa under UN and American law. We have a responsibility to deny him that visa if we want to be true to our own ideals and to the victims of PLO terror. On this one, Ted, I'll bet you agree with me. No terrorist at the UN, no visa for Arafat.
Bob, you've gone soft today. There's one condition on which I'd go along with a visa for Yasser Arafat. If the Justice Department agrees to arrest him, indict him, and prosecute him for murder if he ever sets foot in the United States. A bipartisan group of 40 senators have written Attorney General Ed Meese, urging him to do just that. Arafat was directly involved in the vicious, cold-blooded murder of the American ambassador in Sudan and two other diplomats who were taken hostage in a brutal terrorist attack in 1973. Western intelligence intercepted the radio order from Arafat's command center in Beirut to execute the hostages, and Arafat personally congratulated the terrorists on the murder. It's not enough to deny a visa to that killer, Bob. President Reagan has pledged to do all he can to indict, apprehend, and prosecute terrorists, and the place to start is with Yasser Arafat. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the biggest spending boondoggle in the Pentagon budget, Star Wars. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.